He begged to be let out, so... what can one do? There's a particular type of song, again, in the tradition, which comes directly from the Irish. It's translated directly from the Irish. We're in A, by the way. A.
Okay.
This is a song that's translated from an Irish song called Cuachal an the Bhuí, which means goblets full of yellow ale, or brown and yellow ale. And I was singing it today, and I realized I hadn't sung it for a good while. But it's the story of an old man married to a young woman, and he walks out, which wasn't unusual in Ireland, because with the small farm system, a man couldn't bring a woman in where his father and mother were still there in the small house. So consequently, you had men of advanced age marrying young women of 18 and 20. And so anyway, this man walks out with this young woman and meets a young man, and the young man asks for a lend of the woman. And the woman decides, not the man decides, the woman decides to go along with him. Because it's implied in the song that the old man is impotent and is no use to the young woman. And so she decides, yes, I'll go with him. And does go with him and comes back. And he lets on to die and she doesn't weep. She just gets a coffin for him. It's very hard, but then a lot of women are hard. Hey. As I was going down the road one fine morning, all the brown and the yellow ale, I met with a young man without any warning. Oh, love of my heart. Well, he asked me if the woman by my side was my daughter. All the brown and the yellow ale, when I said she was my wife, his manner didn't alter. Oh, love of my heart. Well, he asked me if I'd lend her for an hour and a day. All the brown and the yellow ale, I said, if she thinks it's fair, you may take her away. Oh, love of my heart. She says, you take the high road and I'll take off with him. All the brown and the yellow ale, and we'll meet again by the ford of the river. Oh, love of my heart. I was waiting by that ford for an hour and a quarter. All the brown and the yellow ale, when she came to me, 'twas without shame I saw her. Oh, love of my heart. When she told me her story, I lay down and I died. All the brown and the yellow ale, she sent two men for timber, she never even cried. Oh, love of my heart. A board of alder and a board of holly, all the brown and the yellow ale, and the two great yards of a shroud about me. Oh, love of my heart. Now if my own little mother had never been a woman, all the brown and the yellow ale. I would sing you many's another song about women. Oh, love of my heart. Thanks very much.
And Frank Hart. Give him another round of applause there. We're going to have to work on this before the night's out. Okay. They were looking for somebody to kill a few minutes, and I don't know why they sent me out, but they did. My name is Joni Madden, in case you don't know who I am. And, all right. How are your behinds so far? Are they sore yet? Good, okay. Well, the next group is going to finish up this half, starting out with four very talented multi-instrumentalists. The first guy is Eugene O'Donnell, world-renowned for his slow airs and that kind of thing. Nobody does it better, right? He's also, I don't know, did the rest of you know that he has five consecutive All-Ireland Dancing Championships to his name? Did you know that? No. But anyway, Eugene came here in the 50s, and he came to Philadelphia, where he played music for a couple of years, and in the early 70s, he met up with the man who's been out here doing what he does best, playing the guitar and the banjo. And, of course, you all know Mick Maloney, the man with the million-dollar words. And isn't he good? There's nobody. I said, Mick, don't send me out there. No, but Mick, again, is a brilliant banjo player, mandolin, guitarist, and singer of all kinds of sorts. And, well, Eugene and Mick teamed up for many years. And then finally, that other flute player, Seamus Egan, you know, came along the scene also. He does it all, yes. But anyway, Seamus, Mick, and Eugene have been playing together for many years, and this year they're organizing a tour all over the country. And would you believe, after 11 years of playing together, they finally figured they had enough material to make an album, which they did, and it's, again, another very diplomatic name called Three Way Street. I don't know if you've heard of it. Did you hear it? If you haven't gotten it, it's really, really nice. It's out there tonight. So they're going to be, I think, playing a lot of stuff from the new album. And joining them is Mr. Rhythm himself, Zan McLeod, all the way from North Carolina, who played in many influential groups, as well as he now lives in Washington, but he played in Touchstone and many other different groups. Is that, are they all set up already? I'm starting to enjoy this now. And Winnie Horan is going to be dancing, and some of you have taken the step dance class. Winnie is also the fiddle player with Cherish the Ladies. If you didn't know, Winnie's multi-talented as well. But you know about Donnie, don't you? Did you hear about Donnie's broken foot? Yeah. Well, boy, that was pretty poor. Did you hear about Donnie's broken foot? Yeah, that's what he feels about it. But anyway, so, Donnie won't be dancing this evening. But they sent me instead. I've been working. I've been working on my stands for months now. How do I look? But anyway, that's the story. You're in for a really good treat. Please give a nice round of applause. Zan McLeod, Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell, Seamus Egan, and Winnie Horan. All right? Hope you enjoy yourself.
We're going to start with a couple. couple of jigs that were popular in Virginia in the early 1800s. We learned them from a fellow called Joe Ayers, who's a minstrel banjoist from Virginia. We'll start with those Ramblin' Boy and a Spring Shillelagh, and then we'll play a reel called Dodds Number 9.
Year on a trip to Ireland, a new composition by Mickey McConnell. He's a brother to Cathal McConnell, who sings with the Boys of the Loch and plays the flute. And Mickey wrote that beautiful song, Only Her Rivers Run Free, some years ago. Also another great song called Peter Pan and Me. And recently he wrote a song called McKeown and I, about two fellas he knew in Belfast. And it appealed to me because it could just as easily have been about North Philadelphia. Or anywhere where people start out with the odds stacked against them. McKeown and I. We built sandcastles, McKeown and I. A summer holiday, a cloudless sky. There were turrets, towers, and battlements, a world away from our tenements, the rats and filth and pawn shop rents, and no green place to play. There were flags that fluttered high and bright, a moat and drawbridge for white knights, We gazed at them with child's delight till the tide washed them away. We're men of straw, we're men of sand. Our castles crumble, never meant to stand. We're two born losers, sure to fail ere we be gone. We're snowmen built for melting in the sun. We built a scarecrow, McKeown and I, one wild September day, a troubled sky. In the yard of the reformatory, we built him tall as he could be, stuffed with straw from chest to knee, a hat without a crown. Tall as the dads we'd never known, a priest's old coat about him thrown, a borstal king, but ours alone, till the east wind blew him down. We're men of straw, we're men of sand. Our castles crumbled, never meant to stand. We're two born losers, sure to fail ere we've begun. We're snowmen built for melting in the sun. Snowman, McKeown and I, one dark December day, a bitter sky. In the prison yard where the convicts go, outside ourselves upon B-row, we built him of the purest snow, like two small boys at play. White as the judge that last year said, rot in the cell until you're dead. Black coals for eyes, we watched with dread, till the sun burned him away. We're men of straw, snowmen built for melting in the sun. We're snowmen built for melting in the sun. There'll be no living with him after that, I swear. Well, now we have a very momentous event coming up, the return to the stage of Donny Golden, for the first time now performing since that dreadful accident a few months ago. We were calling him Clubfoot Donny up to now, but no more. He's back in action. He's going to dance a hornpipe at Wynn. Donny Golden, Winnie Horan.
For you, it's called the Celtic Lament.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to finish up now with two barn dances and a reel. Mrs. Kenny's Barn Dance, which is made famous by the great Sligo fiddle player Michael Coleman, and then a tune that we all heard in Philadelphia, first played by a man called Tommy Caulfield, the late Tommy Caulfield from Roscommon, who had an orchestra there called the Erin's Pride Orchestra, and it's called the Donegal Barn Dance. And we're going to take an intermission for about 20 minutes or so. We have the usual artists' CDs and tapes and so on available. So we'll see you in about 20 minutes after this.